Towards at the end of the parasha, there's a very, very moving pasuk. This is in Parak Lamed Beis Pasuk Nun. So the Torah says, "Umus Bahar Asher Ata Ola Shama." Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Go and die on the mountain. Die on the mountain that you are ascending now. Veha Asif Alamecha, be collected to your people. Kasher Meis Aron Achicha Bahar Hahar." As ultimately as Aaron, your brother, died on Har Hahar via Asif Alamav, and he was collected onto his people. So here, Rashi Kadosh points out, there's a certain Nechama to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately, when he saw how Aaron died, what the Gemara calls a misa ben ashika, death with a kiss of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, Nis'ave Moshe la'osa misa. Moshe desired so badly for that same peaceful and tranquil death. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, you're going to experience that same death, a death of shalom, a death of neshika, and you'll be collected onto your people. Lashon Avei Asef Alamav also refers to a death in a state of shlemos, that you've completed your life work. So the Maggid of Mezrich asks a very interesting question over here. He says, God says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Umus Bahar Asher Ta'ol Shama, you're going to die on this mountain that I'm going to tell you. Now remember again, if we go back to the beginning of Parashas Devarim, of Chumash Devarim, in Parashas Vaschanan, so the last time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to die here in the Transjordanian area, and you're not going to go into the land, what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu begins to argue with the Ribono Shel Olam. Right, that's the beginning of Parshas Vaschanan. Vaschanan al Hashem ba'isi lemor. I supplicated to God, Hashem Elokim, Abrano, let me go into Eretz Yisrael. So ask the Mizrashir Magid, why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu argue here? Right? Why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu argue? So of course, the simple answer is, because remember, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him last time? Ravloch, al tosef daber elai od badaber hazeh. Don't talk to me anymore about it. But that's not a real answer. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that to Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that to Moshe Rabbeinu also by the ego. Right? I'm going to destroy them. And every single time HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no more, don't talk to me anymore. That's always, you know, when God says, don't talk to me anymore, that's often an invitation to talk more. So here, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't try to supplicate again? First of all, again, even the Ribbono Shel Olam says, don't dive into me anymore. You know, we'll say, there are some times where you don't have to listen to God. There, I said it. Right? Sometimes you have to listen to God. Chodesh Baruch Hu tells you, don't daven anymore, you don't have to listen to God. Chodesh Baruch Hu tells you, that's it, your fate is sealed, you don't have to listen to God. The Jews, sometimes they say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I heard what you said, I have to do what I have to do. A Jew davens, a Jew supplicates, a Jew always asks. That's all. You never stop. So ask the Maggid of Mezrich, Moshe Rabbeinu, why aren't you davening? And he gives a mind-blowing answer. So Madua Tchila, Kishnebra Lemoshe, so he kind of starts to ask the question. He says, Va'achshav lo nisafil l'spalavata esakzira. Why does he not try to daven again to be mavatal, to go ahead and negate the gzira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says like this, he quotes the Gemara Masechas Brachos. Va'afilu cheref chada munachas al tzavaro sh'adam ayyaman asasim menrachim. The Gemara says, even if a sharp sword is against your neck, you never stop despairing of divine compassion, divine intervention. So why doesn't he daven? And the Maggid gives an amazing answer. He says, get ready for this. U'kishashama me'akadosh baruch hu, umus bahar asher ata ole shama. Because when God says umus, mus is lashon of tzivui, I want you to die, I command you to die on this mountain. Ra'a bazeh mitzvas asei v'kibla bi'ava. The Ribbono Shel Olam was not telling Moshe what the future was going to hold. He gave him a mitzvah saseh. He gave him a command. That was a mitzvah. V'lo ratza l'tchosa la'achar zman. When the Ribbono Shel Olam, see, when hold calls man, the whole time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe coming attractions, here's what's going to happen. I'm telling you what's going to unfold. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I can't accept that. I have to argue. I have to change the gzeira. I have to change that. I have to daven for that. But the moment that he says, Umus, Mus is Lashon Sivui, is a mitzvah. The moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a mitzvah, that this was the mitzvah sabore, this was the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Moshe Rabbeinu accepted it ba'ava. Then he accepted it with love. And I think this is, first of all, it's a magnificent insight into the true persona of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted more than anything to go into Eretz Yisrael. But you know what he wanted more than to go into Eretz Yisrael? What did Moshe Rabbeinu want? The one thing that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted more than to go into Eretz Yisrael was to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he wanted more. So he wanted more. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need you to serve me in one last way. The one last way you're going to serve me is Umus Bahar Hazeh. I want you to die on this mountain. The moment that becomes a chilik of his, Avodas Hashem, is the moment ultimately that he accepts it bi'ava. Moshe says, it's an incredible, incredible Yisod for us as well. You know, we stand on the cusp of a new year. We all daven. We davened, and we continue to daven for many, many things. And we all want our personal lives, our national lives, to go in a certain way. There'll come a time where the Ratzon Hashem becomes clear. Right now, we don't know what the Ratzon Hashem is for the coming year. And because we don't know what the Ratzon Hashem is, we daven for things to take on a certain shape, for things to go on a certain way. As the Ratzon Hashem becomes clear throughout the year, we have to work on ourselves to be able to accept it bi'ahava. Sometimes things don't pan out the way we want it. Sometimes things don't progress the way we want it. And it's painful. And often in those moments you have incredible kashas, incredible questions on the Ribono Shel Olam. Why this? Why that? And they're legitimate questions. But we have to work on becoming like Moshe Rabbeinu. That when the tzivui, when the mitzvahs asay of life, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants becomes clear, we have to work on ourselves to accept it bi'ahava. Sometimes the mitzvahs asay that you get from God is not the mitzvahs asay that you want. But we have to become like Moshe Rabbeinu, that when it becomes clear, to accept it bi'ahava, to accept it, believe, shalim, to accept it with a complete and enduring heart. And halavai, we should be zoche meretz Hashem, that everything we davened for and everything we asked for should come to absolute fruition. But if things don't work out the way we wanted them to work out, just understand that the way they do work out, that's the mitzvahs asay that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded for us. Let us hope that in that moment, when the Ratzon Hashem becomes clear, that we have an open heart, that we have an open soul to accept it. Bi'ahava shalema.
Rabbi, please remember to take your gemaras. The room's getting broken down.
Yes.